I'm here with Jason. I'm here in Youngstown, Ohio, attending a global celebration, Miracle Signs and Wonders conference, and I met Jason. And so, Jason, you were saying something about, you know, your parents and how God restored you. Can you share that?
Well, yeah. I mean, one, I want to express I'm 28, and you know, I still hope that I'm young. But you know, anyways. I just want to express the fact that God is good, and I mean I just want to relate with the pain. You know, I've suffered a lot in my emotions and mentally, and suffered with a lot of depression, and I tried to commit suicide. Well, when I was 18 years old, I dealt with the death of my father. He died of cancer, and I had to suffer with this for a year as I was stuck in that house. You know, everybody left me behind. Just a lot of pain with that. And I recently lost my mother in 2009. Mm. And before, when I've been with the Lord for 4 years, and I mean, I was addicted to drugs, alcohol. I mean, I would drop hits of LSD, ecstasy pills, you know, cocaine. And I mean, I'm trying to express my heart the best way I can. But all I can say is just God encountered me in a jail cell when I felt so disgusted and so rejected and so beat down. And I was so... I felt so useless and so not wanted. I mean, everybody in my life did me wrong, and I was just, I dealt with so much anger, bitterness, and rage. Mm-hmm. I really had a lot of hatred in my heart, and I really did not ever feel like I can ever be right with God. I lived most of my life in fear of judgment, always thinking that if I die right now, I'm going to go to hell. Uh-huh. And I never felt like I can ever accomplish anything, because I failed I don't know how many times in life.
Uh-huh. Somebody introduced you to Christ?
Actually not. I mean, I heard my mother talk about him because she got saved when I was 14. But nobody initially actually led me to Christ. I actually was in that jail cell, and I was only in for 30 days. But after the first week, I started reading these two books, and one was written by a man named Mike Evans called God Wrestling. And that book really just grabbed a hold of my heart. And then I got in the New Testament, and within those 3 weeks, there was a tangible anointing in that jail cell, and he was just releasing revelation, and he was just touching my heart. Mm-hmm. And he just revealed to me this relationship, and it just softened me and it broke me, because he was so kind, and he revealed himself to me as a friend, and I accepted that, and he gave me a passion for souls. He just shared his heart with me. Jesus actually came and shared his heart with me, and he came and he was very friendly to me. And all I know is I got out on this early Sunday morning. I went to church. I've been in church ever since. Uh-huh. And he's been faithful to me all through everything I've been through. And I just know that God's heart is so good. Mm-hmm. And I just know that, like, restoration is so, like, real. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I have been restored by God. I don't know. Yeah. It's just so real.
What would be your encouragement to the people who are, you know, in desperate situation right now?
My encouragement would be is that there is definitely hope. This day, with the things that I've suffered, I still will confidently, out of my heart, because of my love for God, will say that God is good and that there is hope. I can definitely tell you that I know without a shadow of a doubt that he is so desperate to love you. He is so desperate for you to encounter his love, and he is so desperate to have you near him. And that's why Jesus died on the cross, so that when you would believe what he did for you and you receive it by faith, because it is by faith through grace, you will be restored.
Okay. All right. Well, Jason, thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Yeah, definitely.
God bless you.
God bless you.